It is about 13 minutes after 8 o'clock Friday morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Heat advisory going up at 1 o'clock this afternoon, in place until 8 o'clock tonight. Already we're up to 81. And all day I've been advertising that Charles Skank from Skank Insurance LLC would be joining us, but we got a treat today. Papa San's here.
Yeah.
Gary Skank, how are you today? I haven't seen you in a while.
I'm great.
Yeah, you're looking good.
Thank you.
Tanned,
thank
you. Rested, ready.
Yeah, rested and ready to go. Looking for a cool spot.
Yeah, good luck with that. If you find one, let us all know. We'll join you there.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to start out with a Bible verse?
Yes. And, you know, sometimes we think about calling 911, but what about going to Psalms 91?
Okay.
1. Psalms 91:1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
Talk about your cool spots.
Yeah. Psalms 91:1. Use that instead of 911.
Yeah, there you go.
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. That's the verse of the day.
There you go. Now, a lot of times Charles and I will talk about these are kind of like unsettled times in the markets and in the financial world. What are you finding that most folks are concerned about?
Well,
good question, huh?
Well, I mean, two phone calls yesterday, one person said, we're in such uncertain times, and another person said, yeah, I know, I've lost a lot of money in the stock market. And so there's just real concerns out there,
mm-hmm.
And I can understand that.
Right.
I can understand that.
It's not hard to understand, that's for sure.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And we have a solution as far as money goes,
right,
and helping people to keep money safe and protected from losses. It may not be for everybody.
Right.
And we understand that.
Well, different strokes for different folks, as they say.
Right.
Now, how much of a person's nest egg should you set aside just to make sure that amount stays safe?
Well, that's going to vary from individual to individual, but there's a rule of 100.
Mm-hmm.
The rule of 100 says if you're 60% of your money should be in a safe category. If you're 80% of your money should be in a safe category. And that's going to vary. Some people say, I don't want to see any losses. Some people say, the market don't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
So it all varies from individual to individual. But the rule of thumb is whatever your age is, that amount should be safe.
Right. And what sort of plans do you have for folks to keep that money safe?
We have various plans that will do that. And so our number one goal is safety.
Mm-hmm.
Our second goal is a reasonable rate of return. And we want to keep it simple and easy to understand. And we strive to do that every day. We strive to connect with people throughout the year on their anniversary dates and so forth, to go over their statements. And we strive to connect with people and make sure they understand what they've got and what they're doing.
It's vital for people to make sure you actually open and read your statements, because a lot of folks, especially if they're nervous about their money, are just going to let them sit unopened in the envelope piled up on their desk.
Right, right.
But you'll go through those with your potential clients.
Yeah, with our clients, right, we'll go through those. And by the way, if you have statements that you're not opening up that you don't understand, or that you're apprehensive about, bring them in. We'll talk to you about them. We'll mm-hmm. walk you through it.
Yeah, that ink ain't going to disappear.
That ink, no, it's not going to disappear. And we will try to help you understand
mm-hmm.
and give you whatever counsel we can.
See, that's the value of dealing with somebody like you and your son and the other folks at Skank Insurance LLC, is you're going to deal with individuals like individuals. And unlike a lot of brokers, and Charles and I talk about this a lot, who tell you that, a certain amount of loss, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Everybody loses money. What are you, a baby? No, yeah. You're going to lose yeah. a little money.
Yeah.
That ain't, that's like the old Porgy and Bess song. It taint necessarily so.
Right.
So come on in, sit down, make an appointment, come in and visit, and you'll put them on the straight and narrow, so to speak.
Right. And there's no pressure. Somebody was in the other day, just this week, and I was helping them get the paperwork done for their Part B.
Mm-hmm.
Said, what do we owe you for this? And I said, you don't owe me anything. Said, well, we haven't agreed to buy anything from you. I said, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that.
You're providing a service.
We're providing a service to you. We hope you do business with us, but I'm not.
And I would dare say, as a potential client, I would be more inclined to do business with somebody like yourself who provided that information on how to make sure you're all set with Plan B. And then if I decide, well, you know, there are other ways I can think of to maybe squirrel some more of this away to protect myself down the road, you guys would be the ones I'd want to contact.
Right. Yeah. Well, thank you, Bill.
Well, that's just what I'm here for, Charles. Yeah. I almost just called you Charles because I'm looking at your name here.
Yeah.
Gary, what have you been doing lately? What you been up to?
Well, I've just been working. Charles is gone this week.
You said he's at a Bible camp with a bunch of kids, huh?
Yeah. I've actually got 13 grandkids at this camp. Two of them are workers. They're old enough to be workers. I have two grown adult kids that are workers, and then I have 10 grandkids that are campers.
So when the Lord said, be fruitful and multiply, you took him at his word.
Yeah, we took that literally.
Well, why don't we take a quick break?
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll talk about what maybe people who are new to Medicare might want to be, what kind of questions they might want to ask, what sort of things you have for them as we continue here with Gary Skank, Skank Insurance LLC, and the Mighty 690 KGGF. Chatting with Gary Skank from Skank Insurance LLC on a Friday morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. And, Gary, if it wasn't for the fact that I get to sit here and chat with you and your son twice a week, I don't think I'd know as much about Medicare as I would if I was just sitting home watching TV. You know those commercials. The only thing I've really learned from those Medicare Advantage commercials is that maybe Joe Namath should have invested his money a little more wisely back when he was playing football, and he wouldn't be doing, I'm Joe Namath, and let me tell you about the plan that puts money back into your Social Security. If that's all I knew, then I'd be like, well, I don't want anything to do with that. What should a person getting into Medicare for the first time really be asking himself or asking you guys?
Well, if you're 64 and a half or you're just coming off of group coverage, but especially if you're 64 and a half, you're going to be getting a lot of mail because...
And phone calls and phone emails. Calls. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everybody out there wants your money.
Yeah.
They want your business.
Mm-hmm.
We want your business.
Right.
Okay. We have a reputation to maintain. And we're local, and you get all these phone calls. I have people that call me. I see where I'm supposed to get $170 back, or I'm, and that is true if you live in certain areas of the country, but it's not true right here where we're at.
I think your son explained that if you live in the larger metropolitan areas where you have a bigger gene pool, as it were, you stand to maybe get that 170 thrown back in, but not here in Coffeyville, not here in Independence, nope, because we don't have as many folks around.
And so you're going to get tons of mail.
Mm-hmm.
My suggestion is watch out. You know, you need to watch for your Medicare card. You don't want to throw it away.
Or give anybody the number.
Mm-hmm. The other mail, and it might be hard for you to separate the... Like the mail, the envelope that's supposed to have your Medicare card in it compared to the advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a question about any of that stuff, just pile it up, put it in a little sack, and bring it into us, and we'll help you work through it.
Mm-hmm. And people who are approaching retirement age, I'm blown through that door a long time ago.
Yeah.
But people who are approaching retirement age, is it ever really too late to sit down with folks like you at Skank Insurance and say, what am I doing here? What am I in good shape? Am I in bad shape? Yeah. What can you tell me?
Well, you know, everybody's life changes over time. Maybe a spouse dies. Mm-hmm. Maybe you lose some income, whatever, and your situation changes and your prices are going up if you have a Medicare supplement.
Right.
Everything changes, and what might have fit you a couple years ago is not working now or is really putting a pinch on you right now. And we will sit down and look at your situation and say, you probably ought to stay right where you're at based on your health or whatever, or maybe you ought to go over here.
You're not going to sell somebody on something that they absolutely do not need.
No.
Right.
No. We're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. And we're going to try to help them to understand what's we're going to talk about pros and cons and let them pick their poison.
Right. Yeah. Let them make the choice as to what sounds best for them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is really the best way to sell anything.
Right.
When you come right down to it. Yeah.
Because, you know, whatever we sell, when we're here local, we want to be able to look you in the eye a year from now.
Yeah. You're going to see each other in church or at the store or walking down the street. You don't want to be getting the skunk eye from somebody who's like, you dirty dog.
Yeah.
No, it's a small town. Everybody knows everybody and you've got your reputation and you're proud of it.
Yeah. And we want to, whatever we sell or whatever you buy from us, we want to be able to defend that product mm-hmm. for as long as you have it. And that's our goal, is to do the best we can with what we've got and what we know.
And it's Friday, so it's newsletter day.
Right.
Ask folks to sign up for that.
Right, right. I understand that you send a text to 620-331-8800, and we'll get you a newsletter out by email, I believe it is.
Yeah, some of us older fellas need to have that explained to us.
Yeah.
What's this here email, doodad?
Yeah, yeah. So the other people that are getting into Medicare, people that's coming off of group insurance.
Right, yeah.
Teachers, school employees, typically their insurance ends September the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody in yesterday, and their coverage ends September, or day before.
Right.
Their coverage ends September the 30th. And so October the 1st is D-Day for them.
Right.
And now is a time for them to get an application filled out for their Part B Medicare and to look at their options and make some decisions and get that underway before mm-hmm. October the 1st.
Well, I think I did see a little bright spot in the news the other day. I mean, we were shocked, to see that we went from 144 to 170, you know, with the Plan B premium. But I saw a news item, I think 2 days ago, saying that those of us on Social Security may be looking at a double-digit cost of living increase for the next year.
Wow.
Be the biggest one in almost since ever.
Yeah.
Because of inflation and the rising costs and everything. So at least there's a little light at the end of the tunnel, and maybe, just maybe, it's not a train coming to run us over this time.
All right. As long as we don't run out of green paint.
There we go.
Green ink to paint money with.
There we go.
Print money with.
That'll solve everything. It's like, well, what do you mean I'm overdrawn? I still have checks in my checkbook. Gary, anything else you want to touch on while we're still here?
I don't think so.
Stay
cool.
Yep.
Let's pray for rain.
Yep. Oh, good Lord, do we need some of that.
I don't see rain in the forecast.
No, I don't think it's ever going to rain again. Now, watch. In October, it'll be like 25 straight days, and then I'll say, remember when Bill Small said he doesn't think? Well, it'll be my fault. Gary Skank, Skank Insurance, LLC, thank you so much. We'll talk to you. Come back anytime. I keep telling Charles to bring you along sometime.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Nice to be here.
Nice to be here with you, too, sir, on the Mighty 690 KGGF.
Thank you.